Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
You're tuned to AM 580, where you can also listen online at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 5:12, up 2 on the open. July, 5:08, up 3.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 4:99, up 3 on the open. July, 5:09, up 1.25. September, 5:17, up 7.25. December, 5:14, down 0.5. March, 5:20, up 2 on the open. May corn opened at 367.75, down 3.5 on the open. July, 378.5, down 3.75. September, 373.5, down 3.75. December, 373.25, down 6.75. March, 383.5, down 6.75. May, 392.5, down 3.5 on the open. May beans opened at 7:15.5, down 2.75 on the open. July, 7:33, down 2. August, 7:39.5, down 2.75. September, 7:45.5, down 3.5. November, 7:59, down 3. January, 7:68, down 3.5. March, 7:75, down 3.5 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 196.60, down 30 on the open. July, 202, down 120. May soybean oil opened at 31.36, down 2 on the open. July, 31.90, down 24. Over at the Merck, April feeders open at 107.05, down 25 on the open. May, 107.70, down 37.5. August, 110.85, down 30. September, 109.60, down 60 on the open. April live cattle open at 95.75, down 70 on the open. June, 92.40, down 37.5. August, 90.50, down 32.5. October, 94.42.5, down 25 on the open. May lean hogs open at 76.75, up 7.5 on the open. June, 77.80, up 20. July, 77.80, unchanged. August, 77.20, up 5 on the open. And May bellies open at 105.40, down 47.5 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Look at the wheat contract in the July high today thus far of 5.15 under the contract high. Do you think that wheat has the legs in it to put in a contract high this week or earlier next week?
Pretty interesting. The overnight trade said, yes, we do.
Yes, it
did. We got above that on the overnight trade, but we have not so far today. I'll tell you what we know so far, Dave. We wonder whether the trade is really trading this at all. It's really not coming from Chicago at all, but our producers in Kansas specifically and Texas are saying that this week has helped their crop out. That specifically one guy that told me all of his crop was done for in Kansas called back yesterday and said, I might even get half my crop now, and it may even improve even more than that. So from what we know right now, it kind of goes against what the most recent news wires have been saying and what the Kansas Wheat Association Wheat Board has been saying and some of the other stuff that's been coming out over the wires, that maybe this last week of weather has allowed this wheat to green up, and there's a lot of green underneath the black. And I think the crop insurance side of the equation would say the same thing based upon the claims and a lot of people telling us, whether, you know, like we talked about last week, whether you're up here or down there, they're saying, hold on, let's see how it looks for another 5 or 10 days. Just talk to a guy, a pretty large crop insurance office over in Ohio, and that's exactly what he's telling his people, is let's wait and look at this next week if we can. So we may fundamentally be out of gas, but I also have to recognize that you've got the Europeans and the Australians along with us having issues weather-wise. So I think I'm going to go back and defer to the technicals and say, okay, if we did it in the overnight, we don't do it today in the day trade, then that's a sign of weakness to the trade opening up Monday.
And if we do get that mark, if you look at the charts on continuation basis, there is nothing between these numbers and 640.
No, that's exactly right. And, you know, that is probably the biggest reason why we're being very patient. Are we adding two longs here? No, we're not. Are we buying back 07? No, we're not. It's just so hard to buy $5 wheat, you know, on the futures for producer farmer re-ownership. But we are very respectful of what you just said from a technical perspective. And we also realize that this trade this week as a whole, whether it's wheat, corn, or beans, has been a very heavily laden spread week. But when you look at the flat price, other than wheat, it's been very, very quiet and very, very thinly traded. And so we're very much in a wait-and-see attitude. I would say that when I look back at our notes from last week when we talked to you, we're not as strongly opinionated that this wheat's got upside to it, because we've been able to generate the, you know, the type of price movement of almost 35 cents in that July contract this week. So we're taming it down a little bit here.
Let's turn your attention to the corn, where the July D's spread has narrowed significantly from a week ago. What does that imply for the July contract being a leader over the summer?
Well, it implies that the traditionalists are probably, the traditional trader and the traditional people up there that have been around a long time are probably coming in and buying the front end due to the fact that they are thinking, okay, if I really need to be long corn, I should be long the front end historically. And if you're an end user and you see the basis starting to climb, and I was really struck by the USDA weekly grain stocks numbers that they put out on Tuesday. You know, we're looking at about 20% less in terms of terminals and elevators the USDA looks at, 20% less stocks than we had a year ago at this time. And so if I'm an end user, I'm probably saying a bird in the hand is worth more than two in the bush, and therefore I'm going to buy the July and not the D's, even if we have weather problems. Now, a lot of people nowadays would say the funds are going to buy where they think that the trade or where they think the supply is going to run the shortest, and that would be the new crop. And so we're kind of splitting that and saying we like the July still because we're a traditionalist and we like the lead month and the demand-led market, but we realize the fund power that we have nowadays. Let's go to the September, and you know, we've been rolling our July calls to September calls this week, just because the July has rallied, gotten us some value back in our July calls, and the September has been kind of, you know, sitting there, not doing a lot, and it just seems like time value and time decay-wise, those July options, if we don't come back around this time around for the next 10, 30 days, then those July options are going to get hit pretty hard.
Let's turn our attention to some fundamentals and note that over the weekend, it's an open weekend for the planters to roll pretty much across the Corn Belt. And it looks like the beginning of next week is pretty good, and then a storm, and then after that, another pretty good week, it looks like. Now, we were talking a week ago about the importance of the 23rd. Is that still an important date in your mindset?
Without a doubt. It really is honed into the Monday trading between the crop progress and what we were able to get done as of Sunday, and then what is actually sitting on top of us. I talked to our consultant for over an hour last night, and he said, one thing I want to make clear to you before you send any emails out to your clients is the computer right now is generating its own moisture. In other words, he thinks by the midday updates today, before the trade goes home today, the weather balloon data and the satellite data should be how the models, especially the GFS model, comes in and predicts where the Gulf moisture is going to be. And so these two separate systems and this delayed this delay in this system crossing out of the plains and the panhandle into the Midwest, he's not buying 100% into right now. Very well may happen, but he wants to have the best data he can to make that call. So we're going to take these models in the afternoon very, very seriously and take them at face value. And we've told our clients to, you know, adjust their planning schedules based upon those kind of changes. So again, Monday, it just makes Monday that much more critical between what we've been able to get done and how much we won't be able to get done next week.
So it can tip either way, pretty much. What are you telling your producers to do?
That there's still a chance for a pretty significant rain over the weekend, especially Sunday, Monday. Don't count that out if the model bounces back to the way it looked earlier this week, and that if they are concerned about a 1.5 to 2 inch rain, think about whether you have enough corn for replant, because that's a whole other issue with crop insurance and being able to get that replanted corn in a timely manner and timely fashion. And so we're just saying, let's take it one step at a time here and have all our ducks in a row.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks a lot, Dave. Have a great day,
you
sir.
You too. Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.